One of the most beautiful corners of pure Michigan is undoubtedly the Leelanau Peninsula. That special part of the Northwest Lower Peninsula has served as the inspiration for Michigan-born, transplanted to Texas musician Dana Falconberry. In fact, so much so, her new CD for Antenna Farm Records is entitled Leelanau.
Cold water, cold water, oh Leelanau. My brother, oh my brother, spoke of what he saw.
Dana joins us now from Austin, Texas. Welcome to the show, Dana.
Thanks.
Well, from listening to your CD, it seems that even though you're living these days in Austin, Texas, your heart is very, very much in Michigan. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Part of it, anyway.
Well, you're from Dearborn, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So what did trips up north mean to you as you were growing up?
Well, my mom's side of the family is really close, and we all go up there every summer. It's kind of a way to measure time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every year things were different and there were new babies around and stuff, so I don't know, it was just like a very centering time for me, and I think probably for the whole family. And it's also just so beautiful up there. It's easy to be inspired by the land.
Well, your lyrics in Leelanau speak so much in detail about nature. You sing of specific plants and Petoskey stones and the sleeping bear waiting for her baby cubs to return to her. Were you always that attuned to nature when you were growing up north?
A lot of these songs are based on places that my dad took us when we were kids. We would go on backpacking trips. We went to other places, not just in that area, but, you know, we went up to the UP sometimes, and there's a song about Tecumseh Falls and a bunch of different places like that. And, yeah, I think that, I don't know, he kind of taught me to he would, like, point out different plants, and I probably would have just walked through and not seen them, but he pointed them out to me, and so I think I kind of absorbed that as a kid.
She rode horses, rode two horses down from Leelanau. Sunday morning, tired and torn, one horse was all we saw. Call mother, tell her to run. Bring water, full quickly, shall set the sun.
I read you were influenced by the prints of the late artist Gwen Frostick, and I thought, oh, wow, that is such a Michigan thing. I remember visiting her studio and discovering her prints in 1976. Talk about that. You got excited there.
Yeah. Oh, man. She's been such a huge influence on me. Well, it's actually a funny story how I came to know her stuff. When I was a kid, I grew up with her prints all over my house. You know, my parents had her stuff, and my aunts and uncles had her stuff all over their walls and everything, but I never really thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was here in Austin, and my old bass player, his name was Andrew, he went to a thrift store in South Austin, and he came back and he was like, I found this book that just totally reminded me of you. And I had been doing my own block printing before this.
Okay.
And he gave me this book, and I looked through it, and I was like, wow, this is a lot of the kind of stuff that I do. You know, I do these block prints that look a lot like this. And then I realized that I saw her name, Gwen Frostick, and I was like, I know that name. How do I know that name? Mm. And I, like, looked her up and realized that she had totally influenced me as a kid. You know, like, I had just absorbed all this stuff of hers without even knowing it, and then found out way, way later that I was doing things that looked a lot like what she was doing.
Well, I have to say, having listened to your CD, Leelanau, a lot, that it really does come across as the musical representation of those Gwen Frostick prints.
Oh,
there's beautiful strings, beautiful percussion, beautiful, delicate arrangement of your voice. My particular favorite, and I can't play it enough, is Petoskey Stone. Tell me about that.
I wrote that on the shores of Lake Michigan, and I think that one is very much about the themes that I was talking about before, where, like, my measuring time through my family coming together every year, you know, and also just about kind of watching the land change and watching ourselves change as well.
Northern air, sleeping bear, weathered birches torn and tan.
summer's long, wind is strong. Look at you, how still you stand.
We're talking with musical artist Dana Falconbury, who's joined us from Austin, Texas, but she is a Michigan native and spent much time up north. Her new CD is called Leelanau, and it certainly evokes the sense of being up north. I found, actually, Dana, as I listened to your CD, it put me in a very soft mood. Is that your intent with the way you construct your songs? Certainly your voice is so calming and so soothing.
Oh, thanks. I don't think I intend to make anybody feel any certain way. Yeah, I don't know. I guess that just happens. I'm glad it happens, but I don't set out to make anybody feel any certain way.
One review described your music as lo-fi folk, which I thought was kind of creative, and another talked about mixing nostalgia of folk music with a sweet dash of soul. How would you describe your music?
Recently, we've been doing a lot of touring, and we started taking notes of what people called us, because people would have these crazy descriptions. One that included Led Zeppelin and crazy references. But we thought they were really funny, so we just started writing them all down. But actually, our favorite was somebody called us Avant Folk, and I think that especially the newer stuff that we're doing... That's a good description of it.
Run, little crooked river, run. Down the mountainside from whence you've come. Never turn around to look behind thee. Travel safely, swiftly through the pine trees. Run, little crooked river, run.
Talk to us a little about what Crooked River is about, what you're saying with this song.
Crooked River is, I wrote it kind of as a self-help song. I was going through some rough times career-wise, and I felt like I needed some inspiration to keep going. And I kind of wanted to demonstrate the different qualities of a river, like the way that it can be fast and bubbling, or the way that it can be very smooth, like glass and slow.
Never mind which way the wind will blow. Keep a steady pace about your course. Overtake each pass, but use not force. Flow, little crooked river, flow.
Dana, what do you hope audiences in other parts of the country, you're touring around, you're playing these songs, what do you hope they'll understand about Michigan from listening to your music and listening to this CD?
I think that Michigan, I don't know, everybody's just, when you say the word Michigan, everybody just thinks, oh my God, poor Detroit, you know, but I don't know, there's so much more to Michigan, and it's like one of the most beautiful places I've ever been, and I've been all over the place. A lot of times I think people don't know that it's about Michigan, but if they do, then I hope that they realize that it's a really beautiful place, too.
What about future plans and projects? What's going on for you?
We are kind of winding down from a bunch of touring, and I'm going to be, in January and February, I'm going to be writing for our next record. We already have about half of it ready to go, but I need to write some more. And then... we'll start touring again in the spring, and of course, South by Southwest happens, and then hopefully after that, we'll record another record.
Busy, busy. Dana Falconbury, her new CD is called Leelanau, out from Antenna Farm Records, and we put links to her website on our stateside page at michiganradio.org, and I have no doubt if they get to your website, Dana, they'll be able to, people can find out how to order your CD. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
So quickly through the blue stem, I keep my eyes upon them.